This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Math Attack. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. American kids lag behind the rest of the world in math. Lots of kids leave school not even knowing the basics. There are many teachers who are really passionate about making sure kids understand math early on, and they are looking for ways to teach this subject better. Alan Yu reports.
One boy in Lafayette, Indiana, recently thought his struggle with math was an emergency. He called 911.
911.
Hi, can you hear me?
He explained he had a bad day at school and had tons of homework.
What subjects do you have homework in?
Math, and it's so hard.
So what are you learning in math? What's so difficult?
Fractions.
Oh, okay.
The operator helped him do 3 over 4 plus 1 over 4.
Okay. I'm sorry for calling you, but no, I really need help.
You're fine. We're always here to help.
Okay. Thank you.
Homework is not one of the emergencies the police department trains for, but the dispatcher had a little extra time, so she helped the boy out and brightened his day. First responders probably aren't the best people to call with a math crisis, but education researchers agree math is a national problem. There's lots of math anxiety, and students sometimes hate math for the rest of their lives. For this story, we're going to cover two approaches that people are trying out to make learning math better for kids. Caroline Ebbe teaches aspiring math teachers at the University of Pennsylvania. She'll explain the first way educators are addressing the problem. She says the issue is that in the US, people learn math as a set of rules to follow. Let's stick with fractions.
Take the problem 1/2 divided by 1/3. Okay, so most of our students would say, yeah, I know how to do that. I think you do something like you multiply by the reciprocal, like they remember a rule.
Okay, hang in there. We know fractions can stress people out.
So they would say 1/2 times the reciprocal, which would be 3/2, and they could get the answer as 3/2, and then simplify that to be 1.5. So the students might know that procedure. We might say to them in class, okay, we want you to explain why 1/2 divided by 1/3 is 1.5. And they have no idea. All they know is this procedure that actually made no sense to them.
And these somewhat clueless students are future math teachers. So Caroline and a lot of educators around the country are teaching math differently. They want students to know how calculations work, to know what they're doing when they divide 1/2 by 1/3. Students have to show and explain their work, even for math problems that seem simple. You can see this in action at William M. Meredith Elementary School, a public school in Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, mathematicians.
Good afternoon, Miss Severino.
Everyone in this second grade classroom was doing this problem, 123 minus 48. And their teacher wants to make sure they know not just how to get the answer, but understand the process of getting there. Maybe in your head, you put 123 on top of 48 and drew a horizontal line.
So I carried the 1 to the 3 and then 3.
Then you calculate the difference. In Miss Severino's class, the students are learning a second process to get to the same answer, an approach where you have to show your work even more.
Okay, so I used a number line, and so I started at 48 because that's what you're subtracting from 123. So I hopped 2 to 50, 50 to 100, 20 to 120, and 3 to 123. And then I added 2 plus 50 plus 20 plus 3, and I got the answer of 75.
Okay, if this sounds too complicated, here is what the student did. She realized when you subtract two numbers, you find the distance between them. So you can really just start from 48 and count up until you hit 123. Her teacher, Kate Severino, says this strategy is simple enough that one kid was able to explain it to the whole class.
Everybody in the room kind of stopped and was like, oh, that's something that's really cool. That was a huge shift for me because a lot of times as a math teacher, when you ask a kid how they solved a problem and they say, oh, I did it in my head, they have absolutely no idea how to explain that because they're like, oh, the answer just popped into my head. But that never happens. We know that doesn't happen. There's always a process.
Kate wants the kids to know how the strategies work and have them pick whichever process works for them. But Angela McIver saw her daughter do this in elementary school, and she got frustrated that her daughter has to explain so much just for a simple math problem.
They teach strategies for solving problems that are highly inefficient.
Angela used to be a middle school math teacher, but now she has a business running a math club. She says all this showing your work is an unnecessary burden for younger kids.
So a lot of kids come into elementary school with some level of automaticity, things that they know, like they know that 7 plus 4 is 11. But in the lower grades, a lot of time is spent deconstructing 7 plus 4, and kids have to write how they explain how they learned it, explain how they know that they can do 7 plus 3 is 10, and then add 1 and make 11. So it undoes skills that we're trying to build in kids. So that's one of the things.
Angela says if we make kids show their work for simple math problems, that just bogs down their thought process when they should be getting fast and good at easy problems as a foundation for harder ones.
There's not enough repetition and reinforcement for mastery. So a lot of content is handled in the lower grades, in the elementary grades, and kids don't master any of it.
So Angela has a second fix for our national math crisis. Part of her solution involves lots of memorization. At her business, Trapezium Math Club, at the start of this session, the students sit in a circle on the floor with one student in the middle. They do something called skip counting. That's counting up and then back down by multiples. It's like memorizing and reading back the results of times tables. This kid had to count up and down by 6 in under 30 seconds.
6, 12, 18, 24, 30, 36.
It's like muscle memory to do simple calculations very quickly.
54, 48, 50. Stop you there at 48.
So say you need 50 eggs for a huge bake sale, but at the grocery store, they only have cartons of 6. The kid could skip count up to 48, and then know quickly he'd have to buy 9 six-packs to get 50 eggs. And Angela says her approach is more than just counting fast. She says this fluency that comes from repetition and memorization creates a mental map for numbers. That helps when students move on to more difficult concepts like fractions and algebra. And in this approach, it's no small thing that teachers try to make it fun.
When you add my digits, you get 5. When you multiply my digits, you get 6. I am an odd number. Who am I, Lily?
23. Okay.
The kids learn math tricks and play games, and they are eager to do math. So there are these two different ways of teaching math. One, a big emphasis on showing your work. The second, a big emphasis on speed and being comfortable with numbers. Which approach children learn at school can vary a lot, depending on whether they go to public school, private school, and where they live in the US. Here's something that's probably not going to change anytime soon. Eventually, your kid's going to ask you for help when they think they have a math emergency. That's what Dash from the movie Incredibles 2 did.
That's not the way you're supposed to do it, Dad. They want us to do it this way.
I don't know that way. Why would they change math? Math is math.
Okay,
math,
Dad.
Is math.
I'll just wait for Mom to get back.
What? Well, she won't understand it any better than I do.